Welcome to the first episode of The Christian, Politics, and Other Things. It's your host, Julio, and I would like to just share a little bit about myself. I'm a pastor, been a pastor for over 30 plus years, and right now I'm running an online Bible university. And my concern is just how Christianity has been viewed around the world because others give it an idea that it's too tied to politics, to a particular view, instead of understanding what true Christianity does and is and how it relates to the world. That's why the Christian Politics and Other Things is going to share really what true Christianity is and also the pitfalls of going into areas and agreeing too much with particular views, and especially political views that many times don't agree with what the scriptures say. And so my concern is that many of us have sold out as Christians on the right and to the left. And really, it's not as easy as you may think, whether it's left or right. It's more complicated, and it's also simple at the same time, if you understand the simple scriptures principles. And sometimes people sell out their principles because a certain point of view, or a certain position or ethical view they agree with, even though they can just throw away everything else. And I mean everything else about what the Bible says, just because one particular view they agree with strongly. And so they might vote for that candidate. They might promote that candidate, even when everything else that they do may be contrary and be egregious to what the Bible says and what, as Christians, we need to be following, what Jesus did. An excellent book about just Jesus is a book called Jesus, or The Politics of Jesus, because it really is earth-shattering and helping us understand that Jesus really attacked a lot of the structures of the country, and he was in many ways countercultural. And so many of us want to accept different ideas or say, well, Christianity and capitalism is part of Christianity, or socialism is part of Christianity, or whatever kind of social view is part of Christianity. And really, Christianity might have something involved with all of those, but it's really distinctive. And so what we wind up doing in our faith is tying in Christianity with capitalism, or Christianity with socialism, or whatever kind of political view you may have. And what happens out, you sold out. So whenever it's something that particular area promotes, you promote it wholeheartedly, even though you know, or at least you should know, it violates principles of scripture. I am alarmed at how many churches and well-known Christian leaders have sold out to support somebody, even though their morals are not only questionable, it's clear that they're very immoral and need to be spoken prophetically because of what they are saying and what they are doing and the way they are speaking to the nation. Yes, right now we do have issues in our politics. Today, or this weekend, our president was exonerated from being acts of treason, which is great. It's good news. It's good for our nation. There's questions about other things he's done. But just take him, for example. The Christians follow because he is, at least now, he's pro-life. And he wants to protect the church. That's great. But there are other things that he does that he just demeans people. He attacks other people of other races. And as Christians, I don't see Christians calling out whatever, whoever, whether they voted for him or not, they need to speak out and say, you know what, I might have voted for you, or I might agree with you on this one area or several areas, but I'm not going to let you let by to say, look, I'm going to speak truth to that. That's what the gospel is, to say, look, as a prophet, the prophet would speak to the kings and to the princes and tell them, look, this is what you're doing wrong, and we need to be speaking this truth to our national leaders in all the sides and tell them this is wrong. Because if we don't do that, we actually then are saying without silence that we are agreeing and even promoting this type of behavior, and this is wrong. And that's why I have decided to start this podcast for you, the listener, to understand that there is really something more powerful in what Christianity and what the Bible says, and really in how we deal with the issues around us as Christians. For those Christians and non-Christians may know that it's not what the evangelical right might state what the Bible says. Even though I have for years been had called myself evangelical, but I can no longer do that. And for years I have not called myself because of the way the evangelical right has sold out to the right, to a party. And I cannot associate myself with the things that happen and things that really, that they state and say and do that do not promote many of the principles of the Bible, which include the Beatitudes, which include the what Jesus said in Matthew chapter 6. Read that. Yes, I am pro-life. I'm pro-life. I don't believe in abortion. But I also pro-life in the life of the of many who are incarcerated, maybe wrongly, or are incarcerated longer sentences because of their class or their race. And I'm pro-life for those children who are in poverty, their lives and their quality of lives. I'm pro-life for the many children and kids in those cages, in the inhumanity of separating these children from their families who are trying to cross the border, whether you may think it's legal or illegal, but the way it's being treated and the neglect and then just hiding behind just statements instead of really dealing with the issue is shameful. And we have to speak prophetically. Jesus said, if you do any harm to one of these little ones, oh, it's better for you to just tie yourself on a rope with a stone, with a rock, and throw yourself into the lake instead of dealing with me, says the Lord. And so this is incredible that we are allowing this type of behavior in our country, and we have to speak out against these injustices and say that Christianity does not support this, and we cannot justify this type of behavior, the type of dealing with people and against and talking wrongly against them because of their culture or because of their nationality. We need to speak out and say the Bible does not allow this type of behavior. And Christians who support blindlessly politicians, you're convoluting what the scriptures say, and you're associating yourself with that kind of behavior, even though you know more and better that you wouldn't even allow your children to talk and speak and act in that way. But now you are aligning yourself with them. And the Bible does say, avoid all appearance of evil. Not only evil, but appearances. That means when you tie yourself, you're saying now the church is justifying this type of behavior. I have so much to say about this area. And I hope when we talk about Christianity, racism, Christianity, politics, Christianity and social behavior, Christianity and government, Christianity and finances, Christianity and business. There's so many things that scriptures speak about And I would like to say to the world, don't just see what these people who say they're Christians or who say they're evangelical and that that's what the Bible says, because they're lining themselves to a party or to certain things they're doing. And so they are contaminating the essence of what the Bible say. And I want to speak out against this type of behavior to show you that the Bible is beyond that. And the scripture goes deeper and more profound than what we should be doing. And that is not all of Christianity. And I want to share that more and more. So as you listen to this podcast, as I speak every week, I want you to respond and share your thoughts and your opinions of what I said. And I'll be happy to respond. And if you have any questions on what Christianity states about certain issues, I'll be very, very happy to share these things with you. Thank you for your time. This is Julio, and this podcast is The Christian Politics and Other Issues. Thank you.